Did you celebrate your 36th birthday by going to Miami or anything?
No, I had a little milder celebration, but had a nice birthday cake that my kiddos and my wife made for me, so that was nice.
Eli, on the scale of ways to diffuse potential distractions, your answer was probably a 10. Did you think about that ahead of time to figure out a way to maybe put that to rest and not have the New York media have an even bigger feeding frenzy if you criticized your guys?
Yeah, you know, I kind of figured I was going to get asked about it, you know, saw some of the pictures, so I thought, you know, the best way is just not make a big deal about it. So, you know, had some time to think about the answer, just, you know, thought I'd try to, you know, make a joke out of it and make sure everybody just knows it's not a big deal.
Eli, how does it feel to be back in the playoffs again after a while off? I mean, I can't imagine when you won that last Super Bowl, you'd think it'd be 5 years before your
sure.
season game again.
No, it feels good. You know, it feels good to win games during the regular season and to be in this position. So, you know, definitely want to take advantage of it. You don't know if you get more shots, and you know how hard it is. After these couple last years, how hard it is to get here. So, want to try to take advantage of it and go out there and have a great week of preparation and hopefully go out there and play well.
Those lines, Eli, you did turn 36 the other day. Does this make this trip more meaningful, more important, or anything like that? I mean, any internal pressure or whatever you want to call it?
Well, I think you just understand, I'm closer to the end of my career than the beginning, and you just don't know, you don't know the next year's, what's going to happen the next year's, and whether you make playoffs or whether you can still play at a level that you can be on a team. And so you just understand you want to take advantage of every opportunity and don't let a great opportunity slip away.
Eli, I know the personnel is certainly a lot different, but you have had success here at Lambeau Field in the playoffs in the past. Do you think about that at all? Does that play into anything coming into Sunday's game?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all different teams, different players, different coaches. You know, and it's just a matter of studying this their defense, have a great game plan, have a great week of preparation, and go out there and just play each play, have a great mindset for each play, and try to do whatever it takes to get the win.
Eli, there's a lot that's changed here in Green Bay since week 5. I'm wondering if there's anything from that previous game that can be gleaned and learned from for this week, or if it's just too long ago.
Yeah, no, I think you definitely look at the first game and you see what their thoughts were on how to play us and see what went well for what we think they will do again, what we think they won't do, or what could be something new for them, and how things have changed in the last weeks on their defensive personnel and scheme. And so I think you use all the information you possibly can over the whole season to get a good game plan.
So what did you learn from that information, and how do you apply it this week?
There's a lot of things. Some of the coverages they played, things they wanted to do to try to slow us down, and we'll gather that and try to get a good game plan based off that.
So, Eli, you're right. Different teams, different coaches, different players from 07 and 11. Same quarterback, though, and you do have experience coming in here and having success, and you're on a team with a bunch of guys that haven't been to the playoffs or haven't been there in a while. Are you able to use that experience, not in the matchup or anything like that, but when you talk to your guys as a leader or as you get ready for this game and this environment, are you able to use those experiences that way?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what you have to do, just try to, just get guys prepared for a big game and make sure that they're just totally prepared mentally, before we get there, that they got the game plan down so well that they don't have an option but to do it right, and they're not overthinking, and there may be nerves, there may be things going on, but you want to keep them relaxed and calm so they can go out there and bring out their best performance.
Eli, what's been the key for you guys getting the running game going? Down the stretch here in the regular season, you guys seem to be running the ball a lot better.
Yeah, you know, I think honestly the attempts, we had a bunch of attempts at it. You know, teams are giving us, you know, great looks to run the ball, and we just gotta stay patient with it and keep running it, and until they get us out of it, or until, you know, we can get them out of it. You know, and so if teams just keep wanting to give us clean boxes to run it, we just got to keep finding runs, and you know, our offense line is doing a great job, running backs are making some guys miss, and receivers doing a good job blocking, and so it's a, you know, team effort, and it's going, you know, we got to continue to do that.
What is Paul Perkins giving you in the backfield?
Yeah, Paul's done a good job, you know, just running the ball, making some, you know, defenders miss, and turning, you know, some 3 and 4 yard gains into 20 and 30 yard gains. So, you know, he's you know, he's got a little burst of speed, and can make some big plays for us.
What do you see from a Green Bay secondary that finished the last game with a backup safety at one corner, a starting safety in a slot, and an undrafted guy at the other corner?
Yeah, well, obviously they got a few guys banged up, but you know they have some veteran guys and some smart players, and you know, when you got Morgan, you got, you know, Hyde, these guys can, you know, played all different positions, and they can fill in and do a good job, and so they have, you know, they still got a pass rush and do a good job getting after the quarterback, but I thought those guys, you know, were in different spots, but you know, knew their assignments and did some good things.
Eli, I'm sure you've had some moments in your career where there were some reports and stories about what's wrong with Eli. Did you kind of smile at the what's wrong with Rodgers talk earlier this season, especially in light of how he's got it going now?
Yeah, you know, Aaron's a terrific player, and you know, that's just football. Sometimes, you know, things can be difficult at times, or you know, the team's not playing as well, and so obviously the quarterback's gonna be the first one to get blamed. But you know, he's playing, you know, he's had an unbelievable season. He's playing at an extremely high level, especially these last couple weeks, just, you know, making all the throws, extending plays, and you know, so obviously we gotta be prepared for that. Our defense will, but offensively we got another good reason to run the ball and to try to keep him off the field as much as possible.
I'm all right. Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Eli, when it comes to having success as a quarterback, where on the list of important things is having trust in the guys that you're throwing the ball to?
Well, I'd say that's right up there. Probably, I'd say number one. You know, you gotta trust the guys you're throwing to, so you can let it go, and you can trust that they're gonna be in the right spot. They're gonna run their the routes at the right, you know, time, and come back to the ball, and, you know, make tough catches for you. And so, you know, for you to be able to pull the trigger and throw it on time, you gotta trust that they're gonna be in the right spot.
You've obviously had two great playoff runs in your career. What does it take to win this time of year?
Well, just total team effort. Obviously, offense, defense, special teams, run the ball, play smart, protect the football, don't turn it over, and you know, just make plays when they're there. You know, sometimes nothing's there. You got to make smart decisions, but when you got opportunities to get completions and convert third downs and to score touchdowns in the red zone, you got to take advantage of it.
Does this team remind you of those groups from 07 and 11?
You know, I think you know, when you win games, yeah, you have reminders, and it's the way we're able to win close games, as many as we've had this year, and making plays in the fourth quarter. You know, that reminds me of, you know, of some of those other teams.
Do you think about your legacy at all? I mean, you're in a pretty select group of two Super Bowls, but getting to three would put you at the quite close to the top. Do you think about that kind of stuff at all?
No, I'm thinking about this season and this game and going out there and just doing my job.